There it is.
You there?
There it is, the washing machine.
Dude, I don't have anything on.
Okay, you have headphones on?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Are you talking through...
What about it?
Whoa, what was that pleasuring?
I was just shutting the blinds here.
I'm trying to figure out what the best level is right now. Sorry, folks, as we try to discover how to pleasure the microphone in the best way possible. Test. Okay, that's definitely not the way. All right, let's try this. Okay.
How does that sound?
Is it soothing to your voice? Is it soothing to your voice? Okay, let's just go with it. Whatever. I'm wearing. Are you wearing your Bose headphones?
Oh yeah, I'm wearing my Bose.
Is it Bose or Bose?
I like Bose.
Whoa. Okay, that's destroying the podcast.
Those are some crazy Asians.
Dude, that's destroying this sound.
It's over. I turned it off, Tom.
Is it a gun porno?
No, it was The Beach with Leonardo DiCaprio.
You know, I went on a date to that movie.
Really? How was she?
She was Asian. I'm kidding.
Oh.
I thought you were, I don't know what you were asking there, but I just figured I'd just say Asian for some reason.
No, there were a bunch of Asians shooting guns, so that's what you heard. But I hear background noise too there. What's going on over there?
We're putting up two of their bombs right now. Just in case the city's listening. Kidding.
What?
What?
So.
Oh, you seem like you need to. That breath was a cleansing breath, I feel like.
Yeah, it's a good, nice ocean air out here, so you gotta take it in.
Nah, I feel like you're just suppressed something. I feel like you just need to take a load off. What's going on in your mind?
Oh, you know, little of this, little of that. Nothing. I know what's on your mind.
What?
Lana.
No, it's not, actually. No, we're putting together bottles in the background, actually, to be honest. That's what we do in this house at this time.
Oh, did you have that many bottles you go through?
No, for tomorrow. For the youngest of the young.
No. So how many months is she now? She's almost a year coming up, huh? It's already freaking July, August. Oh, my God.
7 months.
You excited about football season?
I don't give a shit. I'd rather have the podcast be a success if it ever gains over more than 5 viewers, listeners.com.
How many people do you have?
Let's see how many people listen to it, actually. Actually, last week when I looked, there was actually 15 people that listened to the podcast. Oh, well, you know what? You want to hear something crazy? This is actually kind of weird. It's actually kind of creepy. So it went up 756 ranks, and now it's number 6,214 overall, which for this podcast seems pretty good.
That's so bad.
No, but like it increased. That's so bad. It went up 756 over 756 podcasts. That's a lot of people. Don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. 6,000 is pretty high. I mean, we got a long ways to go, bro.
I mean,
so far.
I mean, bro, I don't give a shit what you say. You're not like what's that guy? Lonzo Ball.
That's your favorite coach.
Dude, I'm just saying. I feel like your expectations are way too high at this point. A long ways to go. I mean, I think starting at this is pretty intense. Getting at this level, I feel like I feel like the Yankees right now.
I feel like Kobe in 98.
I feel like Kobe in 92.
Dude, he was like fucking 8 years old.
And I'm trying to see if you could see by podcast how many people have listened. Oh no.
Where do you get all the stats from?
I'm looking at the hosting site. And I don't see it. So whatever. I'll just not look at it right now and we can just look at it later.
New York Bozo. I never look at it. I don't even know how. Trending. I don't even know how you do all this stuff.
I don't know either. I don't really even know how I even started this. This nonsense. Wait. So, you were asking me about something. Now I can't remember.
It was.
Lonzo
I was
Ball.
Asking. Yeah.
So yeah. So you like that guy then?
No, I don't like him. Why the fuck would I like that guy?
What are you looking for on the internet?
Just Lonzo Ball memes.
I mean, I feel like you would follow that guy on Instagram.
Fuck no. His son's gonna be playing for my team though. I do like the Lakers. I've always liked them.
So now you're a front runner to the Lakers. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it.
Dude. Shut the fuck up. I've always liked the Lakers ever since Magic when I was like 10 years old.
Hang on. Time out. So if LeBron goes, you're going to be a super Lakers fan then, for sure.
I'll be stoked if LeBron goes, but I don't think he will.
But you know what? I'm sorry. I'm not trying to stereotype by any means. But you know that the Lakers are like the stereotypical like Mexican team.
I thought the Oakland Raiders were.
No, for basketball.
No, dude, the Spurs are the biggest Mexican team of the United States.
I'm gonna go
Mexican.
All right, let's go.
Rankings,
I'm gonna go all right. Top Mexican franchises. Top Mexican
top three right here.
But like, hold on, let's make
number
this clear,
one
though. Okay, go
I am
it. Fine.
Number one, San Antonio.
No, wait.
Number...
Hang on.
What the... You can't Google this.
No, I'm... All right. You can. Let's find it out then. Let's look. Let's see what happens.
Let me say my three first before you cheat.
All right. I'm not going to cheat. Keep going, and I'll look it up as you're doing it.
All right. Number one, San Antonio Spurs. Okay. San Antonio. Number two, Los Angeles Lakers. Number three... the Houston Rockets. And that's my top three. And if I had to say number four...
That car sounds like it's literally backing up into you.
Number four. Oh, man. What can I say, dude?
Dude, that car literally sounds like it's like running you over right now.
Well, dude, that's what those bottles sounded like that your wife's putting up in the background. It's just the mics, man. What can I say? Technology.
They're so sensitive.
That means It's these Bozak headphones.
Bozak.
New York Bozak. Anyways, I'd say number four would probably be... It'd be a tie between Miami Heat and Chicago Bulls.
Los Knicks?
No way, dude. The Knicks? Come on.
Jewish fan base.
You got nothing but Puerto Ricans up there.
Puerto Ricans and blacks and Jews.
Puerto Ricans, blacks, Jews.
If you think of all fans, who makes up the most? Blacks, Jews, Dominicans, Puerto Ricans... Or Chinese?
You mean non-white? Because white's definitely up there for basketball. I don't know, man. I'm going to have to go with the Israelites.
Who do Mexicans follow in American sports? I can't find this shit.
Yeah, because that's almost impossible. You got to do like not racial stats. You gotta do... I can't think of it. What is it whenever you get your
Fan base by team.
No, no. Ratio. Damn it, I can't. It's not race. It's like, it's not ethnic. It's something else. I can't think right now. I ran too many miles. But dude, these
Bleacher
Lorenzo Ball memes are.
Hold on. This is interesting.
No way.
Who is number one ranking the 30 MLB team fan bases? Let's see. Oh, Jesus Christ. Like a Coors Light ad just like pops up and like just blasts my ears. It's like hurt my ears.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. That moped's gonna run me over.
Why don't you just freaking go with what I said?
Because I want it. I'm not trying to prove you wrong, but I just don't believe it. Fan perspectives.
NBA Mexican fans. Oh, it's nothing
who
but LA Laker fans.
Who do Mexicans follow? Yeah.
Wearing cholo glasses. And wrestling masks.
Who do
NBA... Nice. Roots run deep with the Phoenix Suns.
What NBA team do Mexicans go for?
Just Google NBA Mexican fans, dude.
Phoenix Suns aim to be Mexicans team. What will the NBA... Wait. Oh, who do you cheer for an NBA fan map? Oh, whoa, the Knicks, the New York Times has a interactive map. Dude, oh my god. Dude, it's actually kind of crazy. Oh no.
What are you talking about?
I'll send it to you, hold on. If I could ever change this map. This map, I just totally followed it to breaking. Yeah, I do. You're clicking something. I can hear it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wait, can I chat you in this? Yeah, I can. There she is. Let's see.
Oh, look at that. Dude, this thing's weird. So we're on your Skyping.
Hey, what do you have going on in the background, though? Seriously. There's like a click. There's like a noise, though.
It's just my deep breath.
No. There's like a click. Like that kind of noise.
I don't know, dude. Let me see. Oh. It's probably someone outside.
No, it's like a...
Jason Voorhees?
Maybe it's your computer like processing noise. You're running the sound through your headphones, right?
No.
How are you doing it?
How am I doing what?
How are you running your sound, your voice?
I'm running my voice through my headphones.
Are you sure, or is it through the computer?
No. Well, it is through the computer, silly.
No, dude, there's an external mic on your computer, or...
These are things that we have to go over before you.
Before we start.
Yeah,
dude, you should get it in check though on your own. This is part of the podcast.
Fuck, you're talking about
if you want to be the last podcast.
Oh, here we go. If you want to be on my team, you got to do what I say.
Dude, LeBron would do the same thing. Let's be honest.
All right, you're acting like Kyrie Irving right now.
Why? Because Kyrie Irving just left. Dude. Okay, let me just show you. You see that map? So, dude, the Lakers fan base goes all the way through New Mexico. It's all majority Lakers.
It's all purple.
All those Lakers. And then it goes through Idaho. It goes
through
South Dakota.
Lakers were number one. Ooh, but look at the Rockets, though. There's a lot of Mexicans there, though. See, but it just has total fan base. It doesn't have ethnicity.
Why is it rocking
the Lakers?
Canada?
Yeah, they're like all Raptors fans. You remember when it used to be... It used to be Toronto and Vancouver. It used to be Vancouver Grizzlies.
How are the Lakers... Oh, yeah, because the Lakers used to be a Minnesota franchise. Forgot about that.
Oh, look at these new little emoji cons.
Tunes, is that you?
Tunes. So, what do you think about? Let's talk about transgenders.
Oh God, here we go.
Come on, bro. What's your opinion on it?
Dude, actually, what's pretty crazy is that the Celtics have. Oh. That's why they'll never be. Dude, that's why they'll never be good.
The Celtics is the most white boy team.
No, but that's why they'll never be good. Look how small it is. Maine, like, it's New England only. It's like, it's not like the Patriots where they go probably all across the country. Like, you know why I feel like the Celtics are the KKK almost, even though they have black people on their team.
The Celtics and the Milwaukee Bucks and the Minnesota Timberwolves, those are all KKK.
Yeah. Yeah. But no one cares about the Rockets because they really the Rockets don't aren't really a team. They're like the Sonics.
We should be in the East. The Rockets should be in the East, and then we'd always win the.
Yeah,
it'd be us and the Cavs.
It's actually so sad because if you look at it, look at the Magic. The Magic are all in Orlando.
Yeah,
the rest of the state is all the Heat.
It's just like the Bobcats.
Dude, oh my God, the Heat go all the way into Georgia. Yeah, because no one gives a shit about the what's it called? What's that team called? Hawks? The Hawks are like, dude, actually it looks like the Hawks are the worst franchise ever.
Oh my God, they're so tiny.
Look at that shit.
Definitely not giving anyone dude, pleasure actually, with that.
And actually, when you think about it, the Bobcats are the most irrelevant because think about how many good college franchises are in North Carolina and like, how much they could give a shit about the Bobcats. It's actually kind of crazy to think they even would put a team there. And that's it also makes sense why Kentucky's the same way. Because there's people in Kentucky that go over the Lakers and Heat. Dude, the cover over Kentucky. 16% of people are Lakers fans. 16% are Heat fans.
It says 17% are Celtics fans.
Yeah, that's actually the wipe the KKK people.
Probably. Oh, dude, this thing's so detailed. It does by county.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I know. This is a nice little find here, Tom. But this doesn't have anything to do with the Mexican NBA fan base.
Yeah, but you know where it's getting at, though. By state, you could pretty much judge. If you go to, when you go to San Antonio, you know that everyone's Mexican.
And when you go to Arizona, you know everyone's Mexican.
Exactly.
And when you go to Moreno Valley, you know everyone's Mexican.
Yeah. And then if you go to your county, let's see, let's zoom into your county. Which county are you in?
Orange.
It doesn't matter because it's still not it's still Mexican in the grand scheme of things, right? Orange County, 58%.
It's like 61% Clippers, 7%. I'm sorry,
61% Bulls. 8% Bulls.
Bro.
You see that?
Go to the zip code 92663.
Well, you go as far as the zip code?
Yeah, 92663. That's where I live. So it's 60% Lakers, 8% Clippers, 6% White Power Celtics.
All right, what? I can't find it, but whatever, I get it. Wait, so hold on.
It's the light purple on Newport Beach. It's not hard.
Let's go into a really Mexican part of Houston, of Texas then. What's the most Mexican? It doesn't matter. It's all Spurs. Like anything west of Houston is all Mexican.
Oh, it's so sad.
Wait, but even Austin though is all Spurs, isn't it?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, like.
Oh, like suddenly you know now.
I do. I grew up in Texas, fool. I used to go to Waco a lot, and I've been to Austin many times. And they love the Spurs. You know why? Because the Spurs for the past 20 years have been dominant. I mean, everybody loves a winner, Tom.
A wiener?
Everybody loves a winner. Speaking of wieners, what's up with that hot dog on Snapchat?
I don't know. I love it, though.
Everyone's going to be that for Halloween now.
Yeah, for sure. But can they do the dance? Probably not.
It's pretty easy. You just wave your hands from side to side.
I'm from Port Arthur, Texas. Port Arthur. Port Arthur, Texas is definitely Heat fans.
Hold up. What the... Dude, there's a lot of Heat fans over there. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So there's a big Laker presence in Houston.
What? Where? 12%? Oh, yeah, that's right. Front runners.
Toasty. No, I can't stand the Mavericks.
Look at Mavericks, like I'm living like the Mavericks.
Alright, so back to your transgender boyfriends.
Yeah, what about them?
You hear what happened today?
No.
They got banned from the military from your President Trump.
It's my president now? Well, it's everyone's president. I don't know why you're saying it's my president.
Because you love him.
Why do I love him?
Because.
I don't like that guy. Because I'm white. I'm not even white. I'm Honduran.
You're the most whitest Honduran I've ever met in my life.
Oh, here we go. Now I gotta get back to my roots. You're the most whitest Mexican I've ever seen.
That's not true.
Why? Prove your Mexicanness then.
I'm a Mexican. Oh wow! Did you hear that?
No, I just hear that noise. Go ahead.
That was pretty interesting. Sorry. What? Nothing. That was this trippy ass. That was this trippy ass commercial that played, and it had this evil sound that, and it was just very dark and scary and. Anyways, I thought you could hear it. It was like a barrel.
Barrel.
After conclusion with my generals and military experts, please be advised that the United States government will not accept or allow transgender individuals to serve in any capacity in the United States military.
We're next. Except oral?
Our military must be focused on decisive and overwhelming victory and cannot be burdened with the tremendous medical costs and disruption of that transgender military would entail. Thank you. Thank you. That is all. Next, please.
Who said that?
Donald J. Trump.
That guy doesn't even know. He doesn't even care what's going on. It's kind of funny. He put it on autopilot and just says things for the sake of saying it.
I don't know, dude. I mean, nobody really talks... Nobody really talks about, you know, all the Russian stuff anymore. They're all tripping about that.
What the hell is that?
That's a dog, man.
Kill it.
I'm sorry.
Kill it. Eat it.
No. Bang it. I'm not Korean. I'm not Korean.
Then bang it.
You have sex with a dog? That's gross.
I'm just saying the options. I'm not saying to do any of them. I'm just saying, here are your options. Select. It's like Vice City. It's like the video game, GTA. It's like plus triangle for to bang, plus square to kill, plus circle to right trigger to do nothing. And then push boy joysticks.
Whoa, you're fucked. Are you higher now?
No.
Yeah, you are.
No, I just drank.
Yeah, you are. What'd you drink?
Press boy joysticks. I'm drinking rosé right now.
Oh my god, that's such a white girl drink. Rosé. Having some rosé.
Fuck you, man. I don't even care, man. I can do whatever I want, man.
I know. When are you going to Montreal? Y-U-L.
Are you going to send me a package?
Yeah, I think that we should do the podcast there. You should just like tell everyone to fuck off and you're going to do the podcast.
Well, what if I just bring a microphone with me to the podcast, to there?
Yeah, and just... walk around and be like, hey.
I mean, at some point, I'm going to have to make this so that someone can maybe make the audio levels better because I don't have the patience to, you know, do all that stuff. You know what I mean?
You mean like carry a mic with you? What are you talking about?
No, because, for example, the last podcast, did you listen to the last one?
Yeah.
Did you notice it was like somewhat... I was eating the mic, like the levels were too high.
No, I didn't think it sounded that bad.
I mean, it sounded better because I was closer to the mic, yeah.
No, I did tell Drew though that you try to sound like Joey Diaz a lot. We kinda talking like this, you know what I mean?
Really? No way. What did he say about that?
He laughed. Because he says he hasn't heard it yet.
Oh.
So, now that I told him that story, so he's going to listen.
Oh, great.
Oh, man.
Well.
Cough, Texas.
So what's your point about this transgender thing?
I don't really have one. I was just gonna see what you thought. I mean, seems like a lot of people are
I have
not
an
happy
idea.
About
I have an idea. If you got a mic, the mic I have is $60. If you got one, it probably sounds so much better.
How does it sound now?
Should I just smoke?
I could, yeah, totally. We should just totally delete this thing because this is so bad.
What are you talking about? I'm definitely not deleting it. I'm posting it the minute this is over.
That's good. Good for you.
Why? Fuck you. Don't be condescending to me.
I'm not being condescending. I'm telling you, go for it.
I'm not doing anything you tell me to.
Right now, I have my hand over my eyes, and I have my face and my nose touching the keyboard because it's so bright. And
it's so bright. Because the sun's shining so nicely in my eyes.
No, motherfucker, because the damn LED screen from my laptop is so bright in my face because I have to get close. Oh.
Why do you have to get close? What? I don't know what that was.
Oh, you do.
No idea what you're talking about.
That was a good one, dude. It sounded,
a good one, dude.
It sounded very fresh and like it made you feel a lot better.
It was a pressure point. I got relieved.
That's good.
No, speaking
of pressure point, yeah, I know what you're doing. Like, have you ever got like acupuncture?
Yes.
When's the last time you got a really good massage?
When I had anal white wine, I went to acupuncture.
What?
Remember when you had
when you had anal with your wine?
No, anal red wine. Do you remember when I had the estate?
Yes.
Do you know what I'm talking about? When I was personally producing anal red wine.
Oh yeah, you went and got acupuncture then?
Yeah. It actually did help me.
What do they do to you? I've always been curious about acupuncture.
I actually didn't feel that comfortable for the first few minutes, and then after 10 minutes of having the thingamabobs in, I felt really good. So you'd have to look up what it is in theory, but they're supposed to, you know, alleviate poison stress in your body. And, I mean, I don't know. It felt good for a little bit. It didn't help me long term, and then I really just had to change my diet. And then once it did that, everything felt really good.
How's your diet?
What do you mean?
You still gluten-free?
I mean, I just don't... I try to avoid it at all costs. Like, tonight I had bread because it was the only thing. I was starving. I had to have a piece of bread. I generally just avoid it, like, for most meals.
That sucks, dude. So you can't even enjoy good pizza.
I try to avoid pizza at all costs. Like, I'll probably have pizza in New York because I haven't had it in forever. Like, but I won't, like, order pizza here just for the sake of eating it as a meal. Like, it's just not worth it. Like, I'll have a day where I'll eat it, but I'm not going to go out and order, like, pasta, like, at a restaurant or something like that. I mean, I'll dabble here and there in certain things. I'll try to, let me think, what did I have last? So I had a piece of bread at dinner, the last time I had, like, a legit meal with, oh, so I had a burger from Hop Daddy, like, a full burger with an actual, like, real bun. That was the last time I had, like, proper bread.
That's sad.
No, it doesn't suck. I feel way better because I don't have that shit in my life. I feel so much better. Like, I don't have, like, acid reflux when I run. I feel like I have more energy. Now I sound like Joe Rogan.
Why? Because he just eats elk all the time?
Yeah, man, I just eat elk all the time. Elk dick.
is that like ram's piss or whatever, or rhinoceros?
Do you know
rhinoceros?
What's kind of crazy? Do you look at that map again? If you look at that map again, it's kind of weird. If you go north, if you go like north of Baton Rouge, they're like the majority of people are like Heat fans and Laker fans. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
And Celtics fans. It's a Ku Klux Klan. I feel like anytime if you go to the south and there's Celtics fans, it's a Ku Klux Klan.
Why do you think that they're the Ku Klux Klan? A bunch of Brits running around with white hats?
White hats. Why does a white hat do anything with it?
Don't Ku Klux Klan wear white hats?
Oh, like pillowcases.
Whatever. You know what I mean. Not a white starter hat.
That's what I thought you meant. Like a gangster. Like a gangster would wear that. Like a white new era cap.
Like a flat-billed white cap.
Yeah, that's what I thought you meant. Like a cholo would wear that. I thought you meant that. I thought you meant, you know.
What yeah, you're saying well, now. Well, I'm sorry that Celtics fans are Ku Klux Klan members.
Someone just said fuck out of here in the background.
Like I said, I can't hear anything because I have my noise-canceling headphones on.
What?
Hang on.
So someone could be getting stabbed in the background.
Dude, what can I say? This mic's really good, you know?
Well, if you got the mic that I have, I think you'd be pleased with the sounds.
I mean, you got kids out there playing. It's fucking 8:15.
Cholos? No, whites for sure.
In your Dude, area. There's nothing but white folks out here, unfortunately. There's why? No, what do you mean, why? Because white people are mean.
What do you mean?
You just are. Very selfish.
Well, you should say they just are.
They're just selfish people, man.
Oh, what do you, why? Why do you say that?
Oh, dude, I'm just fucking kidding, man. No, they're the best. It's...
Just don't fire me. I mean, there's definitely mad whites in my area of the woods. What if you just created...
What's like over a, there?
What if you just created a... what if you just created a reverse Ku Klux Klan that's just Mexicans killing whites? I mean, why?
Yeah, no.
Why?
No. Because why... One, that we wouldn't do that.
You're cutting out.
I know. What I did?
Yeah, you're good.
You there?
Yeah, you're good. We're good.
So, I mean, it's just like when you're in prison, right? It's the whites versus the blacks and the Mexicans. It's just the way it is.
Hey, shut your phone off.
I'm sorry. My bad.
Why?
These are rules. Rules of the podcast.
Shut your phone off.
First rule, you turn your phone off. Like you're in church. Like you're in church.
Shut your phone off, Naka.
It's all...
Oh, you cut off for a second again. What's going on over there?
What kind of mic do you have, Tom? Tell me about your mic.
I'll tell you what mic I have right now. Hello?
Yeah, right here.
Dude, what did you just do? Like, you went to, like, a lower quality level.
I don't know, man. I just moved. This is definitely...
No, dude, you have to change back to where you just did. It's, like, so fucked up right now.
What the fuck are you talking about, dude?
Are you moving around?
Now I am because you said I needed to change up.
Yeah, no, stay where you were.
What about here?
No, that's normal. Whatever you were doing, you totally messed it up. That's true. I'm just saying. I don't know what you just did, but it was not good.
Sounds like we're trying to have sex this podcast, and you're like, not there. Oh, lower. Lower. Oh.
Lower, higher. Oh.
Whatever you did, it's not good. Oh, okay, there.
No,
wait,
lower.
Wait, wait.
Higher.
Wait, wait. Wait, I lost it. Ugh. So, yeah. Anyways.
You start squiggling around like a squiggly worm.
Then... I'm sorry, man. I ran like 7 miles. My feet are beat. I need to move them around a little bit.
No,
so,
you can't do that during the podcast, though. You have to find a space that... I'm just telling you.
A space. Well, dude, you know, I thought we were going to do it tomorrow, you know, so whatever. My bad.
Oh, so now suddenly it's going to be a slapdash job because you... Because you... No. Go? You said no. What? Go ahead.
No, ultimately, I'm going to blame it on you because it's your podcast, so.
Well, you could just...
Now you're cutting in and out.
Really?
Now you're cutting in and out. Yeah.
Really?
Dude, yeah.
I'm not even
I don't know what's going on, man.
Okay, so that's the mic I got. You could find it on Amazon. You can find it on Amazon for cheaper.com. So what's this whole thing with the military thing? Because I want to go back to this because I never even looked at it. Military
news. You mean gays in the military?
Yeah, what were you talking about?
I think gays in the military are fine. I think it's only transgender because the insurance is too much of a liability because they're always going to want to get work done. Well, I'm going to join the military so that way I can get my surgery done for free.
Oh, wait. That's not fair. Why is the military to pay for that? Dude, that's going to be a weird issue. Like, what?
Because,
does health insurance pay
because
for that?
Dude, just imagine, okay, that? you've been in the military for 20 years, yeah. you're 19 years, you're about to graduate,
yes,
and retire,
yes,
but your son just turned 18, and now he wants to get this surgery done, and you have to pay for it.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
It's just weird, dude.
I don't know. It's so over my head in terms of even comprehending that I don't even know what to say except, like, yeah. But in the same sense, I feel like it's not medically necessary that I feel like it shouldn't be covered for insurance, right?
You have to have, like, some reason. Like, say, okay, you break your leg. Yeah, they'll fix that. Oh, you get cancer. Yeah, they'll treat you for that.
Mental health is covered, too. But, like, there's no parameters for judging whether it's medically necessary to get transgender surgery. You know what I mean? So it's not like you go to the doctor and say, like, okay, you're cleared. Chop your dick off. Put a vagina in. You're done.
Yeah, good. Oh, all right, that'll be $200,000, please. Don't worry. Donald Trump's got it.
He's going to hook you up. No worries.
Not anymore.
But you know what I mean? Do you think that it's necessary?
Let's
see what he said. Let's see in his quotes. You know that... Well, actually, it's funny. My friend's sister is in the military, but she's a lesbian. She's not transgender.
That's
quote, White House. That's something that the Department of Defense and the White House will have to work together as implementation takes place and is done so lawfully. Sarah Huckabee Sanders said, the White House press secretary. Still, the announcement pleased elements of Trump's base, who have been dismayed to see the president break so bitterly in recent days with Attorney General Jeff Sessions, a hardline conservative. Dude, that guy, whatever his name is.
So
the vice president's a psychopath. Study?
Go ahead.
No, finish the study.
The study put the numbers of transgender people in the military between 1,300 and 6,000. Gender change surgery is rare in general population, and the RAND study is estimated the possibility of 140 new hormone treatments a year in the military, with 25 to 130 gender transition-related surgeries among active service members. See? So those fuckers do want to get turned. This cost could range from $2.4 million and $8.4 million, an amount that would represent an exceeding small proportion of total healthcare expenditures, this study found.
Where are you reading that?
CNN Politics, the Democrat Politics page.
I'm going to send it to me so I can look
at it. Yeah, sure. You can dissect it.
Yeah, I want to dissect.
Yeah, dissect some transgender dick.
Oh, man. I don't understand.
I mean, imagine if you were a woman and you wanted to be a dude, how the fuck are you going to get a dick? Come on. There's no way.
You haven't seen what it looks like?
There's no
the
way.
Video for surgery.
No, fuck no. But, I mean, I just don't understand how it would even get erect, right. You know? Like, what do they do? Just take a bunch of Viagra? No. That doesn't have anything to do.
And you're homophobic. By that means if you're Mexican, that means by default you're a Spurs fan,
and you're homophobic,
And
That's not true because I have multiple cousins and uncles that are gay and lesbians,
so then
so
don't
that doesn't count.
so then don't say that everyone's a Spurs fan that's a Mexican and a
Oh my God.
a Lakers fan.
I didn't say everybody. I said, oh, dude, I'm talking about Mexicans in general, the top three
I'm just saying, if you're going to
biggest
become a politician,
fan
you have
base
to
for
expect these to.
Hispanics. I'm not going to be a politician. Good God. I
Why
would
should you?
never want to be a politician.
Why? Who cares? Just do it.
No. No.
Trump seized the at the end of this article, it says Trump seized on the terror attack at a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida, as an opportunity to reach out to the LGBT community, and promised, excuse me, he would be a better friend to the community than Clinton. And I quote, "I will tell you who the better friend is, and someday I believe that will be proven out big league." What? That sounds like the stupidest quote ever. That's just the dumbest. The gray box was in the Department of Defense healthcare expenditures in 2014. The red box represents the estimated cost to provide transgender-related services. 2.4. So then, what the fuck, dude? 2.4 million to 8.4 million versus 49.3 billion. Like a bomb costs more than that, or one fighter jet. So essentially, one fighter jet crashing is like to support people getting their dicks chopped off, or their pussies,
Yeah, so,
or those pussies swap
yeah.
for dicks.
Yeah, but then look on your Instagram feed and look at all the, like, Hollywood actors, Democrat fucking tree huggers. And they're all like, we stand with you, transgenders.
Yeah, but you know what all this is? I feel like it's all a front to distract us from us bombing like other nations. That's what I always think. That's why I never look at this news. I always look at like Al Jazeera and BBC and all that other stuff.
And the Drudge Report.
I've never really looked at that because it's like a isn't it like a blog?
Yeah.
Let's look at Al Jazeera homepage. I just want to see what that shit says.
Trans SEAL challenges Trump. That's on the cover of Drudge Report.
Oh,
Trans.
they brought me to the Islamic version of Al Jazeera, not like the regular one. Damn, would they think I'm Muslim? Damn, that's,
Damn.
dude, that's kind of crazy. It literally brought me to the Arabic version of Al Jazeera.
A transgender former Navy SEAL has spoken out against President Trump's ban on transgender military members, saying it's preventing soldiers from doing their service. Let's meet face to face and you tell me I'm not worthy, Kristen Beck said, who looks like a. F oh, dude. Ugh. Oh, look at this, bro.
Dude,
Check out the guns on her.
but dude, there's a crazy, there's like a cra oh dude, I love watching Daily News.
Dude, that is just so. Kristen Beck,
Oh,
man.
I'm gonna look right now.
So, what the fuck? It's not a she, it's a dude.
Kristen Beck's a soldier.
Yes, but it's a fucking
Have you ever
man
seen
all
the
day.
Israeli soldiers?
Yeah,
Oh
they all
yes.
look.
Yeah, why would, oh God,
They're all like.
gross. But they're
Yeah,
definitely
totally.
showing her because she's the epitome of not hot. Like, it doesn't
No, but.
matter.
Because she's a former Navy SEAL and she's speaking out against Trump. It may cause disruption.
Anyway, I just think it's so dumb.
Yeah, I think so too. Wanting to be
Colombia.
another
Colombia.
race.
We investigate Colombia's backstreet cosmetic surgery trade and the scams that leave victims scarred for life. Oh God, I don't want to see that. Let's see. Does Trump or U.S. Muslims say yes? Obviously. Qatar Gulf crisis. All the latest updates. Trending. Whoa. Under attack, arrests at Texas immigration protest. Let's see what that
Pro
is.
protest.
At least 15 people, including, I don't know what that is. Where was this? Texas. They haven't said, oh, in the capital. In whatever. There's so many things going on. I can't handle it. Should we do something funny or interesting?
Yeah.
All right. So let's move on to something more.
Yeah, let's talk. Let's talk about Angelina and Jolie and Brad Pitt.
Let's go look at something. Let's go to Ask Reddit section. For some reason, I always find funny things in there. You go in there.
What do you say? Asshat?
Cops of Reddit. A lot of people get jumpy and try to act normal around law enforcement. How can you genuinely tell suspicious people from self-conscious idiots acting weird? Let's see. Oh my god, someone just sort of made a racial issue. The top comment says, the issue is actually pretty black and white. Damn. Actual police officer here, verified. There's no magic answer. There's a ton of overlap between both groups, and anyone who says they can consistently spot the difference is lying to you. I'd rather judge the situation based on the objective facts rather than my gut feeling. The next person says, last time I was stopped, I had my windows down, car off, keys on the out of the ignition, ID and registration out by the time the cop came to my door. Is this more suspicious than waiting for the cop to tell me what to do? Example, racist comments don't help conversations with the people. Wait, oh, never mind. Yes, don't reach around the car before the officer walks up to your driver's side. Every cop looks for that and thinks you're either stashing something or potentially trying to access a weapon. Keys in the dash, overhead light, window down, and wait for instructions. If they ask for your license or registration, verbally say where it is before you reach for it. Yeah.
What the fuck are you reading?
I'm reading comments from people on Reddit.
About what?
About being stopped by cops. What are you looking at?
I'm just looking at, I'm looking to see where Kaufman, Texas is, and it's just outside of Dallas.
What the fuck? That has nothing to do with what we're even talking about.
Because I didn't even know what you were talking about.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to get to the bottom of issues within the news. Come on, nigga. I said the N-word. I don't even care, nigga.
I don't even care. Only 15 people listen to this podcast.
You can't even say the N-word. I don't even care. Come on,
they probably stopped after 2 minutes.
Hey, listen. You know that I am not racist, so I could say the N-word. Come on.
No, you heard what Ice Cube said. It's a word.
Come on. You can listen to Ice Cube.
Who is he? Who's Ice Cube?
Who is the Cube?
What good has he done to society besides just spread black lyrics?
Yeah. I don't even like any of his songs, so I don't respect him. So there you go.
Come on, he's got at least 3 good songs.
Debatable.
That's not true. Come on.
His favorite song.
His favorite song? Today was a good day.
When he put that ass to sleep.
Today was a good day. It came out in 1993. It was a good album.
Wait, he said, I put the Jimmy in so far, I put the ass
to sleep. No, dude, you're so wrong. And my dick runs deep, so deep, put her ass to sleep.
Yeah, but if he's putting it in her ass, it's not putting anyone to sleep.
He said put her ass to sleep, like definitely wore her out.
Oh,
come on.
Figuratively put that ass.
Come on, Tom. Why do you gotta be so true? Why do you gotta be hating on Cube? He's the one who said that's their word, okay? He said it.
Because he's too... He's just trying to...
The N-word. He got mad at Bill Maher because Bill Maher said... Nigger.
Because you know why? He was trying to promote that movie with Channing Tatum. And that's why he was trying to get publicity. That's probably why.
It's all bullshit, Tom. You can say whatever the fuck you want. Just don't hurt anybody.
Dude, are you Arcata? Transgender Navy SEAL slams Trump for banning service members. Let's meet face-to-face and you tell me, I'm not worthy.
Are you Al-Qaeda?
Kata.
Tomato.
Tomato. Al-Qaeda. Tomato.
Tomato. Process. Process. Process.
Process Al-Qaeda. Now, currently I'm being Al-Qaeda.
Damn,
dude, listen to this. Today I learned Queen Elizabeth II has 4 drinks a day. A gin before lunch, a wine during lunch, a dry martini with dinner, and a glass of champagne following dinner. Damn, good for her. I would be fucking crushing that shit too. Knock. Hear that? Want me to send
Yeah.
I'll send it to you right now.
Are y'all guys ever gonna get a dog?
Why you gotta bring that up for now? Because your dog passed away.
No, motherfucker. Man, see, I didn't say that. I just asked if you were gonna get another dog.
Yeah, but you didn't say, are you ready to get another dog? You just said, are you gonna get a dog? Like, you just erased Penny from our list of loves.
Dude, don't even stop that. You're making this way more dramatic than it needs to be. All I was asking is if you were going to get another dog, because I know Zoe likes dogs, and I think your baby would love a good lab. So, there you go. All right.
Well, we don't have that much space, being that we're in an apartment, so hashtag just saying.
Just get one.
Just get one? It doesn't matter. I'm not like Nick. I don't live in a house.
Nick doesn't have a house.
He does. Does he live in a house?
You haven't been to it? It's a condo.
Yeah, but it's like way more space than my place.
Maybe. Really? It's not, I mean.
Yeah, it's more space. Thanks. Two bedroom at least.
You have a two bedroom?
No,
he has. It's more space. Thanks.
It's more space. Thanks. Good night.
Thanks a lot. That'll be in the podcast and my life.
Yeah. Oh, my feather dad pushed me to the edge.
What is up with that song?
XXX Tentacion. Wait, hold on.
Not him again.
You been to his place?
Yeah.
How is it?
Dude, my friend Mike Moore used to live in the same style place, dude. It's cool. It's just, so you got the garage downstairs, you have a bathroom downstairs, a bedroom downstairs, and then you go upstairs, and then it's like the kitchen, living room, dining room area. It's all like an open type flat.
Is there one bedroom?
No, and then you go, there's another upstairs from that, and there's two more bedrooms up there.
Yeah, so that's way more space in my place.
Hey, man.
Fuck you.
Whoa.
Wow. You're such a fucking dick, dude.
Ugh. Nobody said that it was more space, Tom.
You were denying, you were avoiding the question. I said, well, you said, you have two bedroom. And I'm like, yeah, I do have two bedroom. But you were inferring in your statement that he had a two bedroom. But clearly he has a three bedroom or a four bedroom.
Yeah, it's like a two and a half bedroom. But who's counting, Tom? And besides, you want to talk about it?
I don't really care.
Am I Joey Diaz voice? You want to talk about it?
Oh, is that what I sound like right now?
No, that's what you sounded like on episode 2.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes.
Should I try my pen right now?
If you want. Dude, you're the one who has to wake up in the morning.
You hear that?
Whoa, what the... What did you have for dinner, dude? I thought you were gluten-free. It sounds like you...
Grass-fed steak.
There you go.
And lots of appetizers.
Where'd you go?
That 1/5th place.
You heard about that new sushi place over there?
No, where?
So Britt and Christy went to it...
What's it called?
Last night. I don't know. It's like where that new Skyrise is. It's at the bottom floor. I mean, they didn't even order food or anything, and their bill was $300 for three people.
What?
Yes. Yes.
What the hell was it called, you know? What's Skyrise?
Dude, you live over there. It's like over there by... It's like off of, you know, A&L what's that road? A&L B's Lane. Stick it in my butt. No, dude, it's, fuck, what's... I can see it in my head, but I can't think of it. It's not Westland. It's not Alabama. It's right...
Can you just tell me?
Can you just tell me? I don't know right now. It's not Boss Cat. It's San Felipe. It's
right there. Oh, there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
San Felipe, yeah, like Posto Boulevard?
Hang on. Sushi in this area. I think it's Sozo Shoot Sushi. That's what it is.
Zozo?
Sozo, yeah. Yeah, it's on Post Oak. Sozo Lounge. Sozo Sushi Lounge. Oh, yeah, here it is, dude. Look at this place. It's fucking nasty. Nasty. Let's look at the menu here. Edamame, $25.
Whoa, it's like above the city.
Whoa, spring rolls.
Whoa,
No,
wait, this
it's.
doesn't even look like Houston though. When you look at the, wait, what? Is it the top of the building?
Hang on, man. These aren't big city prices. Is this the right fucking place?
No, this looks like it's in another city.
No, dude, it's there. It's fucking there. I would never lie to you. Oh, it's Sage 400, I think. Yeah.
Oh my God, this roll looks incredible.
Man, I can't be looking at this stuff. I'm so hungry. No, it's not that one.
So-so. So-so.
I'm so hungry.
I
It's not raw sushi. Man, what the fuck?
mean, this place looks good. I've never heard of it. It must be new, though.
Yeah, it's. I don't know, bro. I thought I could find it for you, but I'm sorry.
I left sushi was like the popular place.
I think it's so new, it's not even on Google.
Oh, newest sushi. Not on Google. 100% not on
Because
Google.
it's like right there by the IPIC Theater in the River Oaks
Oh,
district.
it's
There's
in
like
there.
this, yeah. There's like this new.
Not the Vietnamese place, right?
No, dude, it's sushi. Why would I lie to you?
Can't even imagine Brick going to sushi for some reason.
Dude, they did. Because you know Christy, she'll make his ass go.
Should make that nigga go. I said N again. Damn it. Damn, the penalties. FCC. They're gonna come after me now. God damn.
The FCC won't let me be. No, you just need to, instead of saying the N-word, you just need to say homie. That's what I do. Because I used to say it a lot too, and then I watched Ice Cube, and he said it was his word. So I was like, you know what? He's right. That is his word.
Yeah. All right. Let's set this podcast down. I'm gonna pause it right now. Good night, everyone. We have the podcast. Tom's getting sleepy. Should we end it?
You're still trying to fuck the podcast.
What do you mean, fight the
Low,
podcast?
lower, lower. Should we
Should
bend it
we?
over?
Hell yeah. Put your microphone up in my butt.
Yeah, totally in it. Bye.